You'd have your mind there all the time, and it takes time, beloved. There's no escaping that. To delight in God requires our attention and time. In Luke chapter 23, at the scenes of the cross, I don't want you to forget this text. I want you to think about it. I'll just touch on it, but it has tremendous application. As the Lord Jesus, we have recorded for us, gave up the ghost. In verse 48, it tells us, "And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned." Can you imagine that? What a picture of modern Western Christianity. All the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. Headed back home. Just another crucifixion. Another event, another experience, but they returned. And that I think that encapsulates much of our worship. That we come and we taste something, maybe a little, of the personal work of Christ in the house of God. I trust, at times at least, we taste something of it. And we maybe have some comment to make. But then we return and live our lives the rest of the week, Christless and crossless. No longer gazing on the bleeding lamb. No longer considering the weight, the heaviness of the atonement of Jesus Christ. No longer filling our minds with fresh glimpses of looking there at the remedy for our sin. Just drifting. We look and then we return. We pull back, entering into the affairs of life and another binge on Netflix.